Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. We praise God for being here on today. Welcome to the Summit with Minister Adam Tuggle right here on Blog Talk Radio, right here on the Spirit Alive Network. Amen. The network where you can be ye transformed. Amen. We praise God. If you are listening to me right now, you are blessed. Not because you're hearing my voice, amen, and not because I'm speaking so, eloquent or whatever you want to call it, amen, but because you're hearing my voice today, you're blessed because you are in the land of the living, in Jesus' name. And we praise God for each and every single listener listening to this radio show on today, in Jesus' name, amen. I praise God. I give God the praise, especially on today. Amen. Those that know and those that don't know, amen. Yeah, I got a praise on the inside of me. I always have a praise on the inside of me, but this is something special on today. Amen. I praise God. I want to say this before we get started. I praise God for life. I was speaking to Bishop Cook before we went on the air. I praise God for life and having life on today, and it truly means something to me now more than ever. The Lord took me back to a situation that happened with me regarding my health. I had a health scare this past Sunday. Those that don't know, amen, had a health scare with my heart, and I am going to say this to the glory of God, I had a blood clot in my heart and in my lung. And Sunday afternoon, the way it was looking like this was going to be my last time on this earth, that I was getting ready to be seated in heavenly places in the spirit. Amen. The Bible says, when you leave this earth, amen, and you're going to a land which my pastor preached a sermon one time, the land of no more, the land of no more pain, the land of no more heartache, the land of no more sorrow, amen, no more tears. I thought I was going to that land, amen, but God said not so, not yet, amen. I praise God for being in the land of the living. The enemy tried to attack my body, and come to find out that I had blood clots in my heart and in my lungs. And it was very, very difficult for me to breathe. And I praise God that the Lord protected me in Jesus' name. Just long story short, I praise God for the Lord protecting me and giving me back life and health and strength on today. Because it could have been by what my doctor had told me, it could have been. But by the grace of God, it was not my last time. Amen. But the doctor told me to my face that I am a walking miracle on today. Amen. And I saw the first lady of the church that my church fellowshiped with on last Sunday. And the first lady, I saw her at a store. And I went from the hospital, I was at the church, and I went to the hospital from the church, this church that we had fellowship with on last Sunday. And the first lady saw me, and she said, "Brother, you don't look like you've even been in the hospital." Amen. That's what victory, that's what Jesus will do for you. Amen. He'll have you looking like you've never been in a, like you've never been through the storm. Amen. Just like he blessed the three Hebrew boys when they were in the fiery furnace. When they came out, hallelujah, not a burn on them, not a scar, not a burn. They didn't even, their clothes didn't even, wasn't even consumed with smoke. Amen. When you go through the fire of life and you go through your testing, your trials, God will be in the fire with you. Amen. Like I said, I was having the health scare on last Sunday with my heart, and it was very, very difficult for me to breathe. And I'm moving in the spirit of the Lord right now, but it was very, very difficult for me to breathe. It was very, 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 very difficult for me to even catch my breath. And I had, it was like all of my strength left me. All the strength I had that day left. And I was weak. I mean, as weak as my body could be, I was weak. I was limp. I could not move. And only thing I could do, when I had the strength to be able to speak, I called on the name of Jesus in a tiny whispering voice, because I was, when I was fighting to breathe, I kept hacking. And my mother and my father, which are my pastor and my first lady, they heard me, and they had to move up close to me just to hear me be able to speak. And I praise God that the church, you know, the church that we fellowship with and my church, they were all praying for me and everything. But one of the deacons from the other church said he heard me call on Jesus. He said, "Keep calling him, keep calling him." And I kept it. The Lord gave me enough strength just to call on the name, on his name. Jesus gave me enough strength just to call his name. Couldn't even tell. My mother asked me, "Are you all right?" Couldn't even get the word. Couldn't even get a sentence out to tell her I was all. Tell her I wasn't all right. At first, only thing I could do was say no and shake my head. That's it. Could only use one word out of every sentence. Out of every word I said, I was fighting for breath. But I praise God today that I'm yet alive. I'm yet here. Amen. But today we're going to talk about, and this is a lesson that the Lord has given me, and I've talked on this before, but the Lord told me to bring it back after this thing that the Lord allowed me to go through. The Lord said, "Teach it again." So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what thus saith the Lord. Amen. We're going to go to Matthew chapter number 6, verses number 32 and 33. Verses 32 and 33 of the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 6, verses 32 and 33. In Jesus' name, I praise God. Amen. And if this topic is titled, "Whose Report Will You Believe?" I'm here to encourage somebody. The Lord just wanted me to encourage somebody today. It does not matter what we are going through. Amen. It does not matter what you are faced with. And I know you might hear me say, "Well, Minister Adam, you're always you're always talking about encouraging somebody, or you're always talking about receiving the Holy Ghost, or always talking about what? Do you ever talk about anything else? Is there anything else to talk about? Amen. Especially receiving the Holy Ghost. Amen. But today, whose report will you believe? I ask that question to you today. If you're going through something, whose report will you believe? Will you believe the report of the Lord, or will you believe the report of man? Amen. In the Word of God, in the book of Matthew, chapter number 6, verses 32 and 33, it reads, "For after all these things do the Galileans seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Amen. And then if we go to Philippians, go to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter number 4. Philippians chapter number 4. Philippians chapter number 4, verses 8 and verse 9. Amen. And it reads, "Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Verse number 9, amen. "Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you." Amen. What are these verses saying to us? Number one, the one thing that I want to focus on is that these verses are telling us we must first, whatever we need, whatever needs that we might have, God has already has it for us. God already has it for us. We just have to believe. Our belief must be not in man, but in him. Our belief must not be in the things of this world, but in the God of this world. Now, I know there might, you might say, well, Brother Adam, there's many gods in the world. Yeah, there's many gods, but there's only one true God, and his name is Jesus. Amen. That's why we put a name to God. Amen. Amen. I believe the report of the Lord. God said that I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Despite what I go through, despite what I'm faced with, I'm blessed. Why? Because the Bible lets me know this. In the book of Psalms, if we learn how to go through, and I hear the voice of God, if we learn how to go through our tests and our trials as a strong soldier and believe the report of the Lord, when we go through, we'll make it out all right. There is nothing. And I'm going to tell you today, there is nothing that you have been faced with, There is nothing that you will be faced with that God does not know about. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's health-wise. I don't care if it's spiritual. I don't care if it's financial. I don't care what it is. It does not take God unaware. It doesn't take him unaware. So you might say, well, Brother Adam, let me ask you this. Well, when I pray and it seems like God's not hearing me, what do I do then? Keep on believing. Keep on believing. And with your belief, keep praising him. Keep living for him. Keep doing the things of the Lord. Amen. Keep seeking him. The Bible says man should always pray. Pray without ceasing. Amen. The Bible in the book of Psalms, Psalms 34, verse number 1, says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. When the three Hebrew boys, when Job, when the various ones that we read about, when they went through their issues, when they went through their problems, they never, ever went against what they believed. They never drew away from what they believed. And I love the three Hebrew boys because they did more than what did more at the face of adversity. In their face of adversity, they achieved more than I, and this is my personal opinion here, because Job held his integrity. I love Job. I love the story of Job. I love the story of the woman with the issue of blood. You hear me talk about it a lot. Those are my three main people in the Bible that I love to talk about. Amen. But out of every adversity, Gideon went through adversity. Amen. But every adversity that we have to go through as in the body of Christ, as saints of God, you can make it. I'm here to tell you today, you can make it. You can make it because God said you can. Amen. I understand that things might be bleak. I understand that things may not be going the way you want it to go. Money might be funny. I know we got inflation everywhere. This ordeal taught me something, that even though I'm going through, God is still there. The songwriter says he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. I remember my great-grandmother, we used to call her Gigi. My great-grandmother used to sit at her house and would be sitting in her chair, and she would, that's when back then, back when I was a kid, we, like 6 and 7 years old, we had those VHS tapes. Y'all, the younger generation don't remember the VHS tapes, but I do. I remember watching VHS tapes, amen. But she used to put on these Christian videos on her TV, and they used to be of gospel artists and singing and all this stuff. And one tape that she always used to put in her VCR was the song "He's an On Time God" by Donnie Peoples. She'd sit there, and she'll lift her hands and start, and tears would start rolling down her face. And I remember that as a child. But I didn't really understand what that was until I got older. And now I know why my great-grandmother was crying. Wasn't tears of sadness, wasn't tears of fear, it was tears of joy. Because every time she would go through, the Lord would be there for her. Every illness that she would go through, the Lord would be there. to heal her. And every single time in my own personal life, I remember the Lord took me back after my ordeal on Sunday. The Lord took me back to when, because when I went at last Sunday, when I was losing my breath and I was fighting to get it back, and I looked up at the ceiling, and I only had enough strength to call on the name of Jesus. And the Lord took me back after everything went down, and after I got home from the hospital, the Lord took me back in remembrance of what my father, when I was a baby, they came in and told my father. They told my father and mother, they said, prepare to have another child because this one ain't going to make it. And I was given a 10% chance of life as a baby. I came in with a heart defect. I came in with heart disease. And I was given a 10% chance to live. And they told my father and mother that, hey, he ain't going to live to see his first birthday. But not only did I live to see my first birthday, I'm 34 now. And there's a lot of other things that the doctor said I would never do that I'm doing now, and on top of doing more than what they expected me to do. Amen. The doctor that said I was going to die, I outlived the doctor. Amen. One of them, anyways, that I know of. It's by the power of God that we are here. It is by the power, it is by his grace and his mercy that we stand here today. And I want you to know, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of God, you can make it. If you're going through something spiritual, you're going through a spiritual battle, you can make it. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. I don't care what the devil has said to you. I don't care what your problems are. I don't care who says what. I don't care what your mama said, what your daddy said, what your brothers done said, what all your enemies done said it. Look, that's why I like Job. Because Job's family, and when I mean Job's family, not his children, but his wife and his friends came against him. But yet he held his integrity. Yet he still believed. He still believed in spite of what he went through. Moses still believing in spite of what he went through. You might say, well, Moses didn't go through anything. Moses was, he was up there with Pharaoh at one time, and then he became a mighty man of God. He didn't go through nothing. Yes, he did. Moses had a speech impediment. Moses had a physical disability. Moses had a speech problem. He had a physical disability. That's considered as a physical disability. Something that he was born with. Amen. He had a problem talking. And I could understand why he would be a little bit shaken by going to Pharaoh. That's why he asked God, he made sure that it was God that sent him. Because I can understand. You don't want to be laughed at by somebody. You don't want to be made fun of. But he went in as a strong soldier. Once he got the confirmation from God, what was his confirmation to go tell Pharaoh to let the children of Israel go? What was his confirmation? God telling him, tell Pharaoh, the I am that I am sent me.
That was his confirmation. And the I am, once you stare your problem in the face, I want you today to stare your problem in the face. I want you to stare that issue in the face. Stare it dead in the face. Don't be afraid of it. I don't care. I don't care what it is. You look your problem dead in its face. And you tell that problem. With God, all things are possible. And guess what? God wouldn't put more on me than what I can bear. And I know I can do this. Why? Because the I am that I am is with me. Yes, look, you better do like the three Hebrew boys. Just because he don't answer you right then doesn't mean he ain't there. You better do like the three Hebrew boys with King Nebuchadnezzar. Even if he don't deliver me, even if he don't deliver us, we still believe that he can. That's how much faith we have to have. Amen. In the midst of the ordeal that I went through, I told the Lord, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to continue to praise you. I don't care. I remember a long time ago, back in, I think it was 2015, I believe it was either 2014 or 2015, somewhere in there. And I went to a service, and this minister prophesied, and it was a strong prophecy. And it was right, and it was right. It wasn't no proper lie, neither. It wasn't no proper lie. But he said, brother, the reason why the devil hates you so much is that because the devil is scared of you. The devil is scared of you because he's scared of your praise. Your praise tells the devil, don't mess with me. Your praise, and this was prophesied to me. He said, your praise affects God. It moves God more for you because you're not only, you're touching the heart of God when you praise him. And he makes you, and it makes him want to move for you with your praise. Because your praise is a I don't care what it looks like, I don't care what it seems like, I don't care what I'm going through type praise. I'm going to give God praise no matter what I'm going through. And that's the way we need to be. That's why the Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times, in my good days, in my bad days, in my not okay days. I don't care what I'm going through. I don't care if I'm doing right. I don't care if everything's going my way. I'm going to bless him. I don't care if everything's not going my way. I'm going to bless him. Why? Because he deserves the praise despite what I go through. I'm going to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. I want to come before him with praise. I want to come before him with worship. I don't want to come to God any type of way. Just because my problems, just because I got problems, does not mean I need to come before God any kind of way. It does not mean, look, my problems are light compared to God's power. Your problems are light compared to God's power. Because if God wanted to, God can erase every single problem on the face of the earth if you wanted to. We read about the rapture of the church. And it doesn't say the word rapture in the Bible, but it talks about the catching away of the saints. Amen. And I believe it's First Thessalonians or in Second Thessalonians, it talks about in a twinkling of an eye. Do you not know our problems can be taken away in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, if God really, really wanted to? But sometimes we go through the tests and the trials And I say this all the time. Sometimes we go through the testing and trials, not just for ourselves, but we go through for other people. Because we are like a book to be read by all men. And it ain't just about what we say. It's about what we do. It's about how we go through the test. It's about how we go through the trial. Just like Jesus. Jesus went through a lot. But he, even though he was being beat on, spit upon, he never uttered a word. And sometimes when we go through, we ready to just throw in the towel. It's no time to throw in the towel. We ready to give up. It's no time to give up. We can't give up on God. He's never given up on us. We'd be a nervous wreck if God gave up on us. We'd be a nervous wreck. It is our job to believe what God said in his word. This is his report for us. This is his report. He has a report for us. He has a report for us. We read it in Philippians 4 and verses 8-9. Amen. We must do some things that might seem crazy. We must do some things that are out of the ordinary to get to the place where God wants us. I'm gonna show you. In Matthew chapter 11, verse number 12. Let's go there. I know I haven't given you much scripture today, but, you know, it's a blessing just to talk about what God has done for us. In Matthew chapter number 11, verse number 12. Amen. And it reads, "And after the days of John the Baptist, until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force." We must do some things. How do we take it by force? How do we take what the enemy has stolen from us? How do we take our blessings? How do we take our rightful place in God? How do we do that? We do it by, hey, thank you, Jesus. We do it by believing in God. We do it by our faith. We do it by exercising our faith. We do it by praising him. We do it by worshiping him. We do it by staying in the word of God. We do it by fasting. We do it by prayer. Hallelujah. We do it by having on the whole arm of God, being ready, because in going through, it's a battle. Going through anything, both spiritually and naturally, it's a battle. And guess what? Our biggest enemy, we got three enemies. We have three enemies. Three. And one of them is ourselves. One of them has to do with us. Amen. We have three enemies: our flesh, demons, and the devil himself. Those are our three biggest enemies: our flesh, demons, and the devil himself. And he's always on his job. So we always have to be on our job. And part of our job is having the faith enough to believe the report that God has said for us. There was an elder, and I remember this sermon as a child. He preached this sermon. He said, "I will not take down at a time like this." That was the title of that sermon. "I will not take down at a time like this." Another sermon that he preached, you might be going through. You might be going through something today, but I'm here to tell you, if you give God the praise, he preached another sermon and it was titled, "It's Time for a Jailbreak." It's time for a jailbreak. Because, you know, once you get that jailbreak in your life, when you get that jailbreak in your spiritual walk with Christ, you can move mountains. You can tell mountains to be thou removed. You can tell these spirits to come off. You can fight for other people. Amen. And once you go into war for yourself and you go to war for other people, do you not know sometimes in the middle of your warfare, you need to go into warfare for other people? I've done it. Not bragging about it, but I've done it. And it's helped me. I'm saying it because it helped me. When I'm going through, I go into warfare for other people. All because I believe the report of the Lord. Somebody, I remember, and I've said this testimony before, when I was dealing with my heart issue in 2005, I didn't know after 13 years of being all right, after 13 years of not having a problem with my heart, all of a sudden, here we go. The issues start happening all over again. I'm asking God why, and God didn't say a word to me. Do you hear me? God didn't tell me why I was going through it, when I was going to come out of it. Did I do something? And I kept asking, did I do something wrong? He didn't answer that. But do you know when he answered? He answered at the end of it. Sometimes he'll answer at the beginning. Sometimes he'll answer in the middle. Sometimes he'll answer at the end. But at the end of the day, you're going to get an answer on why. He's going to come and see about you. At the end of it, he showed me why I went through it. That's why we as people, and that's why me personally, I don't question God when I go through things. I don't question it. My flesh might be a little bit upset because in the midst of me going through what I went through on last Sunday about my heart, and these blood clots that was in my heart and in my lung, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know why. I'm like, God, I'm going through this. And then I had a issue with my car. Amen. I didn't have the money to get my car looked at the time. And I'm wondering about that. And then I had to wonder about how to get to work, and now I got this going on, but I never questioned God. And at the end of it, I found out why I was going through it. At the end of it all, I understood why I was going through the issue with my car and with my health and all of this stuff. I'm like, Lord, what? And I'm asking the Lord, because the issue with my car got taken care of right after I got out the hospital this week. Got taken care of. And now it's like nothing happened. Amen. But my first lady came by my house and said, you know what? And this is where God shows up right when you need him to show up. Sometimes he don't show up when we need him to show up, when I say that. He shows up right when he needs you. He shows up right when you need him, right at the brink of when you need him, he shows up. And my mother came to my house, and she said, Adam, she said, don't worry about your car. She said, don't worry about it. I said, Mama, I just get out the hospital. I ain't trying to worry about my car right now. You know, I'm trying. She said, She said, I'm not saying it because of that. She said, there was a reason why your car
went down. Now, this is after I got out of the hospital. She said, the Lord told me to tell you the reason why your car went down is because you were going to drive yourself to church. Because I always drive myself to church. Ever since I got a car, I drive myself to church. Drive me and my family and things. And sometimes, every now and then, but not even every now and then, but I'll go get somebody for church. Amen. I'll pick somebody up. They need a ride, I'll go get them. But she said the reason why your car was down was because it was God blocked the fact that you, he knew that you were going to go through that issue with your heart. Had you been driving that happen, it probably would have been worse. You probably would have lost your car, your life, and everything. Anything could have happened. Said, yes, ma'am. And it took me back to, I was watching this story on, because everybody knows that I as a child, I liked professional wrestling. And one of my favorite wrestlers died of a heart attack. They died of a heart attack in a car. Amen. They were in the car. And it wasn't the car crash that took them out of here. It was a heart attack that took them out. But they had a heart attack while driving. And, yeah, they crashed their car, and the car was totaled, too. But they died. The Lord brought that back to my remembrance when after I spoke to my mother. I said, thank you, Jesus. That could have been me. Could have been me. Amen. It could have been me. There's an old song that says, it could have been me outdoors. Could have been me with no food, no home. It could have been me, just another number with a tragic end. But you didn't see fit to let none of these things be. And every day by your power, you keep on keeping me. And I want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Amen. This is why I believe the report of the Lord. The report of the Lord is so vital to our walk with Christ. We must believe the report of the Lord out of everything that we go through. Anything that you go through, believe the report of the Lord. Amen. Believe the report of the Lord. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it seems like. I don't care what it sounds like. Believe the report of the Lord. Because it's the report of the Lord. The report of the Lord isn't just to tell you that you're going to get a blessing. The report of the Lord also gives you instruction. Amen. We said that, I remember teaching on a topic, the Christian of the gospel. And we said that the gospel is not just, it is the gospel. It is the word of God. And it comes to, it is an anointed story and it is an anointed instruction. Amen. That anointed instruction, that anointed story, that anointed history is also has an anointed report for you. It can guide you through life. These reports that we read about Moses, that we read about the woman with the issue of blood, that we read about Job, these are reports that we know of the Word of God. These are the things that God can do for us in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our test, when we read about how to take the territories that God has for us in our life. You can read about Gideon. You can read about, come on here, you can read about the children of Israel marching around Jericho. Amen? And how they listened to the report of the Lord. They listen to the voice of the Lord. That's why it's good to know the voice of God. That's why it's good
for us to study the Word of God. That's why it's good for us to stay in prayer. That's why it's good for us to fast more. Come on here. We had a Bible class on this past Thursday, and my pastor, he said the old saying that the saints used to say back in the day, even before I was born, amen. They used to say, if you fast, you'll last. If you pray, you'll stay. Amen. This is what we must do. We have to learn how to give ourselves unto the Lord. And when we give ourselves, we must be submissive. We must be in a place of submission unto God. Because when we get into that place of submission, not only are you in a place of submission unto God, but you have now tapped into the secret place. You have tapped into a place that not many people can get to. Amen? And once you tap into that secret place, the Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. This is why we believe the report of the Lord. This is the reason. So we can be in that secret place. When Moses was told to put the blood over the doorpost, when he told the children of Israel, put your blood over your doorpost, because I'm about to come in through Egypt and smite every firstborn. I'm getting ready to smite. When you're in that secret place, you'll be under the blood. You're under the blood. See, when I went through, this is a lot. This is what the Lord has shown me this week. Through this ordeal that I went through, the Lord has shown me a lot of things about what he can do, not what I'm doing in my own power, but what God does for us. Because the reason why the enemy couldn't take my life was because I was underneath the blood. And I had the doctor came to me literally in the midnight hour, woke me up out of my sleep and said, Mr. Tuggle, I need to ask you, where were you when this ordeal took place? Where were you when your heart was racing? Where were you when you were having chest pain? Where were you when you were having abdominal pain? Where were you at? I said, I was at church. And he said, you were at church? I said, yes, sir. And I told him that I wanted to go home. That I didn't, because my pastor and my first lady, it wasn't mandatory that we would go to this service. It wasn't a mandatory thing. They were going to church somewhere, and you know, they chose to go over there, and they said, well, if y'all want to come, we're not having evening service at our church, but if you want to come over with us, you can. It wasn't mandatory, and so I still didn't have my car working. And so my brother and my sister-in-law picked me up for service that morning, and I was okay. I was all right. I was praising the Lord, everything, all morning long. Had nothing, literally had nothing wrong with me, nothing. And then when I got to church that evening, that's when that ordeal took place. And I told the doctor, I said, I went over, he said, tell me step by step what you done all day. And I told him, I said, I went to church this morning. You know, I went to church Sunday morning, was all right. Everything was all right. Everything was cool. Didn't have any abdominal pain, didn't have no nothing. Nothing was wrong with me. Went to my brother's house, ate over at his house. Went over to my brother and sister-in-law's house, ate over at their house. And my brother picked me up for church that morning, and my sister-in-law was going to drop me off. And my sister-in-law asked me
because I started feeling sleepy. I started feeling real tired. I told the doctor, I said, I started feeling real tired, not knowing that it was the blood clots that were doing, making me feel tired. I thought it was with the food. Jokingly enough, I thought it was the food I ate, because my brother made, hallelujah, my brother made some good food over there. Amen. My brother made my most favorite dish of all. I love pasta. So he made some spaghetti, and I'm at your house. Amen. And anybody that know me, after I get through eating a big bowl of spaghetti or a big plate of spaghetti, I'm tired. I'm done. I'm done. I'm finished. I'm ready to lay down and go to sleep. Amen. So that's what I thought it was. But I told my sister-in-law at first, I said, you know, I'm going to go home and go to sleep, because it wasn't mandatory for us to be there. And then some said go to church. And I'm not saying that it was me that told myself to go to church. I do believe that it was the voice of the Lord telling me to go to church. Despite everything else, despite your tiredness, go to church. Because I didn't know that my tiredness came from the blood clots that was in my heart and in my lungs. I thought it was from the food I ate, but it was from the blood clots. And I told my doctor, I said, I went on to church. I told my sister-in-law, drive me to the church, drop me off there. She said, okay. So I went to church, prayer service was going on and everything. As soon as I gave my testimony that the Lord told me to give, as soon as I sat down, not even 5 minutes later, that attack on my body started happening. I told my doctor the exact same thing I'm saying now. And the doctor told me, he said, you were in the best place that you could ever be at. Not because it was church. He said, not because it was church, but you were around people. But you were in the best place that you could be at because you were in church. And he said, if you had went home like you first started out doing, if you hadn't changed your mind and went to church, you would have died in your sleep from the blood clots that were ailing your body. He said, you wanted to go home and go to sleep, didn't you? I said, yeah, I felt tired. He said, I'm glad you didn't go home. He said, you would have died in your sleep. And then he said, while you were at the church, because it took at least, maybe 10, 15 minutes for the ambulance to get there. Amen. He said, it takes at least 10 to 15 minutes for a person to be out of, you know, out of breath, for them to not be able to catch their breath, they usually die within 15, 20 minutes. It don't take long. He said it doesn't take long for a person to die that can't catch their breath. He said God was protecting you even in the midst of you waiting on the ambulance to get there. And he said, I'm a Christian myself. And he said, I believe that the Lord was protecting you. I said, thank you. But he taught me something. He taught me something. The plan that he has, if we listen, if we believe the report of the Lord, if we listen to the voice of God, we'll get more done. We'll get more results. But what? You're saying, well, you might say, well, Minister Adam, what has that got to do with the report of the Lord, me believing the report of the Lord? You have to not only believe it, but you have to know it for yourself. You have to say it. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to say the report of the Lord to yourself. Because in the midst of problems, the devil will try to tell you, you ain't going to make it, or you going to die, or you going to do this, you going to do that. Trust me, I know. I've been there. I've been there literally twice. Not in my whole life twice, but
I know of two episodes where the devil has literally got, I let the devil get in my mind. Because the devil don't just come in. You have to let him in. That's the first thing. I let the devil come into my mind and tell me, well, if you give God praise, you going to die. Because I wanted to praise him. But I had the intent of telling the enemy. I did. I told him straight to his face. Well, because I wanted to praise the Lord that bad. Well, if I'm going to die, if I'm dying, at least I'm going out of here with a praise. Didn't make much sense to me. Hey, when leaving this life, going into eternal life, hey, glory. That's how big my faith was in his report for my life. That's how much belief I had in his report for my life. Whose report will you believe today? Will you believe the report of man? Will you believe that report that you got? Will you believe that report that you got for your finance? Will you believe that bill that came in the mail that says you owe this much? Will you believe the report of the Lord when you ask for more wisdom? And you feel like, oh, God, Lord, I don't know that much. Come on here. The report of the Lord, if you asking God for more wisdom, the Bible says any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Just ask him. Do you believe that report? Do you believe your body is going to be healed in spite of what you're going through? I'm going to tell you the truth. I thought I was leaving up out of here. And that doctor told me, he said, you know that saying, at death's door? I said, yes, sir. He said, you were at death's door. You were literally at death's door. The death door was open, and you had one foot in and one foot out. And you was leaning more over towards death, but it was nothing but the grace of God that kept you. And I felt God's keeping power over my life. And I thank God for it. But I also thank God that down through the years that I've always had people around me that kept me, that taught me how to keep a conversation. Now, teaching me how to pray, teaching me that when I'm by myself, I'm never alone. That I can call on the name of Jesus for myself. I thank God for the people that were praying for me. I thank God for the people that spoke life over me. I thank God, but I thank God I spoke life over myself. I thank God that God gave me the strength to be able not just speak life over myself, but speak life over other people in the midst of me going through. Sometimes we have to do that. I remember my grandfather. My grandfather was in the hospital. And I mean, they didn't expect him to live through the night. They didn't expect him to live through the night. And my mother came in there and started anointing him with oil. And not only did she pray for my grandfather, but she started going around the hospital. I mean, going past people's doors and pleading the blood of Jesus on every patient that she saw in the hospital. In the midst of ordeals, we have to go through, in the midst of ordeals that we go through to believe the report of the Lord, sometimes we got to pray for other people. Just to get results for ourselves. Sometimes
We can't just hog all the prayers for ourselves. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know why the Lord has got me saying that. But in the midst of it, I watched my mother start praying for other people. And the doctor came in and was touching my grandfather and asking, why is this man so greasy? Oh, and my aunt said, oh, that's my sister-in-law. She's unanointed. She's unanointed my father. And the nurse said, well, all right. And she started praying for him, you know. My mom started praying for him and everything. I mean, the very next day, and this is a man that they said that wasn't going to live through the night. He's up, walking and talking and everything else within 24 hours. Within 24 hours, he's up watching TV, talking, wanting some food. Not to say the night before that, he was on a breathing machine and all this stuff was hooked up to him. Amen. You can't tell me that God's not real. You can't tell me that Jesus does not live. You can't tell me that Jesus ain't real. He's real. I called upon the name of Jesus in my dilemma when I could only say Jesus. Couldn't even give full sentences on what was going on with me. And here I am, calling on the name of Jesus. And out of the very low tone of my voice, the Lord heard me. And everybody else that was around me couldn't even hardly hear me. And they was up close to me and couldn't even hardly hear me. But Jesus heard me. Jesus heard. And I love the fact, I love him, that I am able to say thank you. I praise God for going through the ordeal. I don't want to go through any more deals like that, Lord. But I'm just saying, I praise him in the midst of my problems. Amen. There was a reason for it. There was a reason why I went through it. I don't know why I went through it. I know now. It was helping me to build my faith. It was helping me enlarge the territory that God's got for me. Amen. It was helping me. It was helping me. It helped me see, man, y'all just don't know. This is something. It is a blessing to work for the Lord. It is a blessing to do what thus saith the Lord. It is a blessing. It's a blessing to even come to him and say, thank you, Jesus. It's a blessing. But you know what? We have to understand and we have to realize that we must believe. We must believe the report of the Lord. So I ask, whose report will you believe? Will you believe the report of man? Or will you believe the report of God? This is why we go through. This is why we go through things. There's two big reasons why we go through things. And I said it earlier. We go through to build up our faith and to build other people's faith. We go through for ourselves and we go through for other people. But whose report will you believe? Amen. Amen. Whose report will you believe today? There is nothing that you cannot do. There's nothing that you can't do. There is nothing that you cannot do. When we walk in believing the report of the Lord, we will get more than we ask for. Did y'all hear me? When we walk in our belief, believing the report of the Lord, we will get more than what we ask for. Most times we'll get more than what we ask for. You might say, well, how does that happen? If you believe the report of the Lord, how are you going to get more than what you ask for? Well, let me say it like this, and let me take you to Mark chapter number 5. Mark chapter number 5, verses 27 through 34. And let me show you. Amen. Mark chapter 5, verses 27 through 34. And it reads, when she had heard of Jesus coming in the press behind and touched his garment, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. And straightway, the flesh of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. Amen. She was healed of her plague. This is the woman with the issue of blood. Amen. In verse number 30, it says, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude throwing thee and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, watch this, y'all. Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole, and be whole of thy plague. Thy faith has made thee whole. Whose report will you believe? Will you believe what is in front of you, that which you are faced with? Do you believe that it will take you over? It won't take you over if you don't believe it. But we got to believe. We have to walk in our victory. We have to walk in your report from the Lord. You have to have a renewed mind. Amen. And we find that we talk about the mind. It starts in the mind. That's where the battle starts. Amen. That's where the battle starts. Amen. We know Romans chapter 12, verse number 2, where it talks about having a renewed mind. Let, you know, transforming of your mind. Amen. Matter of fact, y'all bear with me. Bear with me. Bear with me. Because this is something from what the Lord wants us to know. The Lord wants us to know that if we transform our minds, if we just believe the report,
We believe the report of the Lord. Amen. If we believe the report of the Lord, we will get results. But we have to have a mindset to believe. How do we get that mindset? We renew our minds. We transform our minds. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world. What does that mean? When you go through problems, you're not going to think the way the world thinks. That's why we have so much suicide. That's why we have so much depression in the world. Why? Because they can't go through what you, some people in this world can't even go through having they finger hurt, having a cut on their finger. They get so depressed because they do not have a renewed mind. And I say it all the time. One of my favorite comedians and actors was Robin Williams. I believe he was one of the most funniest, if not the funniest, one of the most funniest men, arguably. But guess what? He went through depression. And you would think out of all of the funny movies he made, amen, out of all of the comedic voices that he did, you think that he wouldn't go through one bit of depression. You would think that a person like, and I say this a lot too, you would think that a person that has so much fame, so much fortune, as being the biggest of the biggest known to man in the music industry. Michael Jackson was the biggest artist to ever sell a record. We know the album. And you would think all of that fame and popularity that he wouldn't go through a state of depression, that he would be so happy all the time and da 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 da. He wasn't. That's why the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do we renew our minds? We think on these things. Think on these things. Remember where God has brought you from. Remember what God is taking you through. Remember, because if you remember what he has brought you from, if you remember what he has taken you through, that's why the songwriter says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I praise God to save his name. Amen. Do you not, that old song, Blessed Assurance, you will have assurance. Everybody got some type of insurance, life insurance, health insurance. But do you know once you tap into the report that God's got for you, you got blessed assurance. And just like Allstate, he said, you're in good hands with Allstate. You know, that commercial, you'll be in good hands with the Lord. Amen. You're in good hands with him. When you got that blessed assurance, Jesus, the songwriter said, blessed assurance, Jesus is what? Mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Oh, what a foretaste. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Oh, taste and see. Try him and see. Campbell said that the Campbell soup is good. There ain't nobody good better than Jesus. Ain't nobody better than Jesus. And I used to say this as a child. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love my sisters. I love my brothers. I love my entire family. I love my wife and my children. But can't nobody do me like Jesus. When I went through every ordeal I've been through down through my life up until today, nobody could do me like Jesus. When mama couldn't help me, when daddy couldn't help me, when wife couldn't help me, when children couldn't help me, Jesus was there. He's always been there for every ordeal that's happened in my life. And every ordeal that has happened in your life, whether you believe it or not, God has been there. And I can prove to you that God has been there for you. You might say, well, how can you prove that? You don't know me like that. You don't, yes, oh, but I do know he's been there for you because you're still here. You're still living. And I know you're still living because you're listening to this broadcast right now. Amen. I thank God for what God has done for me in my life. I thank God for allowing me to have life on today. I praise God for him coming to see about me and touching me in my body. In Jesus' name, I praise God for him just coming to see about me. Amen. I praise God for him coming to see about me. Amen. I want to pray for somebody in these last few minutes that I have. I'm going to say, well, Minister Adam, why? These last few minutes that I have, I want to pray for somebody. And I want to encourage you today that anything that you might be going through, anything that you might be faced with, because I'm done. The Lord is done. The Lord ain't told me to speak on anything else, so I'm stopping. I want to pray for somebody, everybody who's listening on today. I want to pray that the Lord mercy rest upon your life. I want to pray God's blessings upon your life. I speak life today over every area of your life, that God will move in every area of your life today, and that the joy of the Lord will be your strength as you go through, no matter what you're faced with on this week, on next, on the following week, on the months to come, on the rest of the year, going into next year. See, I don't know what we're going to be faced with. You don't even know day to day. There's a whole lot of trouble in the land. Just in the United States of America, there's a lot we go through. There's a lot that we're faced with. We got inflation. We're still dealing with COVID-19. We're dealing with a lot. Wondering about jobs, wondering about this, wondering about that. But I hear the voice of God say, you don't have to worry and you don't have to fret. You do not have to worry about a thing. You don't have to worry. As long as you lean and depend on God. Amen. As long as you lean and depend on him, you don't have to worry about a thing. And I'm just here to encourage you. I'm not here to tell anybody what to do. You can do whatever you want to do. But I encourage you today, trust him. When you go through your troubles, trust him. and still praise him, still give your all to him, still continue to come to church. Amen. Still continue to teach and preach the word of God. If you are a preacher or a teacher, continue to preach the word of God. Continue to teach the word of God. Amen. Live the word of God. Not just preach it and teach it, live it. Because we need those examples. The Bible says the harvest is ripe, but the labors are few. We need that. We need somebody living it. We need more laborers living this word, not just teaching it and preaching it and talking about it. Hallelujah, because you can do a lot of talking. My uncle JC used to always say, you can talk the talk, but can you walk the walk? We need to walk this word. We need to walk in the word. Amen. In Jesus' name. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you right now giving you glory, honor, and praise. For every single listener, I praise you. I praise on behalf of them, those that are listening. I pray that they have everything that they need, be everything that they stand in the need of. And I command every demonic spirit to lay off of their life, hands off, in the name of Jesus. Whatever they might be faced with this week, God, I command every assignment from the enemy be cursed to this day. In Jesus' name, we curse it to the root. We curse the plan of the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ, we release blessings. We release victory. We release peace in the midnight hour. We release joy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, because you said in your word, the joy of the Lord is our strength, so that we might be able to do what thus saith the Lord. Let us be confounded in your word. Let us be consumed in what you want us to do. Let a consuming fire reign in our bosom. Let a consuming fire reign in our hearts. A consuming fire of your word, a consuming fire of praise, a consuming fire of worship, a consuming fire, hallelujah, that can destroy the enemy's kingdom. In Jesus' name. And I plead the blood of Jesus over every circumstance that every listener is going through right now. I plead the blood of Jesus against their every attack from the enemy, against every demon, against every demonic force, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood around people's homes. I plead the blood around this nation, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood. Hallelujah. You said, well, I see the blood. I'll pass over thee. Lord, pass over. Lord God, pass over us today. Pass over. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we ask in Jesus' name that you pass over us on today. In Jesus' name. And that you grant us, hallelujah, some of our heart's desires, God. And the reason why we say some, because we ask that our desires be met with your desires for our life, God. And that it might be pleasing unto you. And that it might be pleasing unto your kingdom, that it might build the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Also, continue to pray. And I want to take a minute. I want to pray for Bishop Cook. I want to pray for our pastors and leaders everywhere as well. In these last couple of minutes that I have, Lord God, we pray for every leader that is standing on the wall for the word of God. I pray for my pastor, my first lady. I pray for all pastors that are standing on the truth of God, that are preaching the word of God. Continue to strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray for this network in Jesus' name, that it goes forth
continuing to preach the word of God. I pray the prayer of faith over our leader, over this network, Bishop Cook, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give her strength in her body, hallelujah, from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet. Bless her home in the name of Jesus. Lord God, bless every pastor's home, God, in the name of Jesus. Be everything that they stand in the need of, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Every foul spirit and every demonic force that tries to come up against the work that they have, in the name of Jesus, in you, God, the work that you have given them, Lord God, we build up walls around them in the name of Jesus, that the enemy will not be able to pierce through them, God. Lord God, we build a fence around them, a fence of protection, God, a fence of your power, God. Lord God, be a fence all around them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, be everything that they stand in the need of, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you all in Jesus' name. And as my grandmother used to say, if you don't see me again, I will see you in the rapture of the church. Acts 2 and 38 says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. If you do not have the Holy Ghost today, I claim that you will be saved one day in Jesus' name. God bless you, and this is the only way to see heaven. This is the only way to see the Lord's face in peace one day in Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you, and until next Saturday, God bless you, and God bless you. This is The Summit with Minister Adam Tuggle right here on the Spirit Alive Network, right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the station where you can be ye transformed. God bless you in Jesus' name. God bless you.